It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich. I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
122 to 119. Isaiah has Porter lined up straight away. Looking for the fifth 50-point game in Celtic playoff history. Isaiah against Morris. Right hand, left hand, pulls up, free throw line, draws contact, and he hits the shot as he crashes to the floor. Scored, and the foul. And just when you think you've seen the best of Isaiah Thomas, he turns the page and creates more magic.
Superman is back. Come here, Lois. I got a sandwich for you. That was for China.
.985 of Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich in the Town Fair Tire Studios. We have Ted Johnson in this morning. I was thinking about it, and then I'll stop gushing over Isaiah Thomas. But, I mean, that might be my single favorite season by an athlete. Like, not the best season, but, like, my favorite season by an athlete ever. Like, if you were just to look at, like, what someone did in one season, I think maybe, like, Randy Moss in 07.
I was just going to say that. Brady throwing 50 touchdowns and Moss catching almost half of them. That's up there.
Yeah, Moss in
undefeated.
Moss in 07 was just like astounding. And you sat back. But I think the reason Isaiah eclipses that for me as far as just being my single favorite was how it all ended. Was that, you know, it took something tragic. And it came out of nowhere and it was unexpected. You knew Randy Moss was going to be really good. He ended up being phenomenal. But the expectations for Isaiah Thomas and especially that team were next to nothing. And what he ended up doing every night, it was must-watch television. It was must-watch television by a guy that bled green. And that's what made it even cooler. But then with his sister dying and the way he came back and the whole like emotional rise out of it that came from that, that might be my single favorite season by an athlete that I can think of. Unfortunately, it got soiled a little bit the next year when there was all the stuff about the video tribute and him wanting to have his video tribute on the day that Paul Pierce's number was
going
to retire.
Yeah, it's like, don't ruin it, Isaiah. Don't ruin it kind of thing.
And that I wished he hadn't. However, I think we all agree that Paul Pierce was in the right when he said, hell no, I don't want any kind of video tribute on my night. This is it's my night. Like, I only get retired. My number only gets retired once. I've worked my whole life to have this moment. And I'm not going to have somebody else take away from it. I don't call him selfish. I don't think there's any kind of way you can even call out Paul Pierce on that. You seem to be shaking your head.
No, I tend to agree.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm. It's just kind of, you know, to say it's one thing. I mean, to think it is another. But I get it. You know what? Paul Pierce probably feels bad. He had to even put in that position to say that.
But he was asked. I mean, because it became a thing.
But I get it.
And remember, like Danny Ainge had called Paul Pierce apparently, and Paul was like, no.
Yeah.
I want this to be about, you know, me.
As nice of a story as Isaiah Thomas is and was, Paul Pierce meant so much to this franchise for so long, right? And he won a championship, so it's a little bit different.
However, this was pretty great. So Chauncey Billups was on ESPN yesterday with Paul Pierce, and they were talking about the return of Isaiah Thomas, and Chauncey Billups started giving Paul Pierce a little bit of crap about how he handled that whole thing with the video montage.
Chauncey, is there something, I have something here you want to bring up with Paul?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would like to hopefully get that play, Paul's last play in the Garden. Look at IT right here. Say, go ahead, Paul. Go ahead and get your, go ahead and get your sign on so they can give you a standing O.
Wow, that was perfect.
Just go ahead and do it. That's what IT did.
He challenged my shot right there.
A 5'9 guy can't challenge us.
He basically
shot.
Just.
But look at this. Look at him.
He's the game is over, Chance.
Have your
the game is
hands.
Over. The game is
and
over.
Look, oh, look who gives him love.
The game is over. Mm-mm-mm. We're down.
But when it was IT's turn.
Wow.
For you to give him love.
It was IT's turn to give
him
love.
When it was time for you to give him love, you didn't let him get a tribute video. Come on, man.
Now listen.
This is going to let you get your last IT's bucket off at home.
Went to Boston. He chose not to take his
Beach.
Tribute.
He got a tribute video tonight.
Don't be on TV putting
Guess what?
On me now. Don't use Beach. This platform to say.
That's three jerseys.
Don't use this platform, Chauncey.
That was three addresses
ago. Like, I'm the bad guy. Come on now.
But it is interesting how he showed you such respect in your final seconds. That,
I'm not
going to
let y'all sit up here and double team me. That's my night.
That's my night. And by the way, that sucked that he even had to answer that question. You're right, but he did. I just like how Chauncey built it. The video,
oh, just trolling him big time. Chauncey is not afraid. Former Buff, go Buffs.
And it was great too. Like the video they showed was. I mean, you remember when Paul Pierce came back, and they just everyone just wanted him to make the shot. He was with the Clippers right at the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone just like you know, every time he would chuck one up, everyone went crazy. So it was a 3-point shot. They ended up making it in, and you see like Isaiah Thomas kind of lay off, but he's right. How's Isaiah Thomas going to block Paul Pierce's shot?
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. But I thought that was pretty fantastic. Let's go to Colin on line one. Colin, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to get your take on like the whole Dolan thing with the interview you guys had with Shar yesterday, how he said that he has no idea what's going on with his players. Do you think that's going to play into like maybe Kyrie going to New York or – the relationship he's got with Danny Ainge gonna maybe keep him here?
I mean, that, dude, that's a great point. I mean,
we were messing with Irving at Media Day, if you remember that.
Remember,
sure. That? We were talking about, you know, Dolan's gonna make you if you sign with the Knicks, go watch him in concert. And Kyrie actually believed that for a second. Like, really?
He probably will.
I'm just gonna say there was hesitancy there.
Sure. I mean,
I think Kyrie's very well aware of Dolan and the problems he brings.
But all this jackassery as of late can't be helping bring free agents.
No,
you'd think, Rich. You'd think.
You know, I mean, you see your owner sitting and picking fights with people in the stands, like fans, and you see him being petty and being in this stupid band. And then he's absolutely right. We had Charlotte Wilder on the show yesterday, who went to a James Dolan concert the night of the NBA draft because he said, "I don't like to handle it. I don't like to have anything to do with these things." What? You're the owner of the team.
It wouldn't be so bad, except the concert was about 3 miles away from where the draft was taking place.
Of course. It's like, are you out of your mind? Let's go to Anthony. What's up, Anthony? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
So I was actually at that Celtics game where Paul Pierce hit that shot. Celtics were up 10, and he drains the thing in my face. Spread -7. Me and Joe Murray were
smacking. So Joe Murray did not want that to happen. Damn it, Isaiah. Play some defense. Get on somebody's shoulders and block
terrible.
That shot. Yeah. Oh, the old bankroll boys. What can you do? But yeah, I mean, that is, he's right about the Dolan thing. I can't see how that could make anybody want to play there.
No one ever seems to make that argument when talking about going to play for the New York Knicks, which I would think. It would be a huge, huge issue for me if I was a free agent and was looking where to go. You know, maybe on an NFL team, you don't really necessarily care kind of what the owner is doing as much. But I feel like NBA, you know, players, they kind of care. They more times than not, NBA owners are very involved in their teams and what's going on. And when you see how he runs his team, I would think that would be something that would be a negative to go there.
Oh, sure.
But I never hear, like, you know, experts or pundits talk about the James Dolan factor when it comes to potential free agents for the New York Knicks. It's just the Knicks, Madison Square Garden, the legacy, all the tradition there. That's all they ever talk about. Never about how bad of an owner James Dolan is.
How much of a shine do you think is off of LeBron James after the season?
Big
like
time.
Wanting to play with him? Because he's with the Lakers and all these players want to play in L.A. you know, it's obviously good for their marketing and for any kind of brand that they're trying to build. And you, John, just told me that the newest rumor is what? And is it Stephen A. Smith?
Stephen A. Smith brought this up 2 weeks ago, but danced all around and said, this is a possibility. I heard this could happen. He said it really loud, too, as Stephen Smith is wont to do. But Peter Vesey, who used to cover the Knicks for one of the New York papers, I forget it. I think it was The Post, and I believe he's in the Hall of Fame as a writer, is reporting within the last 24 hours there's mutual interest between the Lakers and Doc Rivers. And if Doc went to L.A., the game changes completely.
So
because that's a coach that LeBron respects. I don't know when Doc's contract is up. We all know Luke Walton's going to get fired at the end of the season.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So there's going to be a vacancy there. I've not been able to find out whether Doc's contract is up after this year. But you put Doc with it, you put Doc in the other locker room with the Lakers, everything changes. People automatically want to go play.
Players love Doc Rivers, man. They love playing.
Doc is being talked about as the head coach of Team USA for a while there. Yeah. I mean, he is universally loved, and also veterans love to play for him.
I think Doc would eat it up, too. I think he'd love being the coach of the Lakers. I think he'd be down for that in a heartbeat if he could.
Keep Rondo on the team.
One thing Doc loves, or Doc is good at, is managing egos. So
I don't know that. I think it's unfair to say that.
You win a championship.
I think, might have been the guy who was managing the egos in the locker room.
You have to believe what the head coach is preaching. You don't do that independent of what the head coach does. The head coach and you, they sat down before the season started, and Doc probably said something along, I need you to manage these guys in the locker room.
Then why hasn't it worked with the Clippers?
Because he doesn't have a Kevin Garnett.
They don't have the
That's
talent.
What I'm saying. It doesn't. Okay, well then.
My point is you go to L.A. and then Doc has that conversation with LeBron.
Oh, man. I don't know. All I know is that those Clippers teams have been a mess. You remember when they broke into another locker room and there was
the
Clippers teams have been a mess, and that's while Doc Rivers was overseeing.
But
things.
Not recently.
I think it was KG. I think KG's the reason.
Is not talented as a head coach.
No, I think he's a good head coach, but don't give him the credit that he's the glue that kept that 08 team together.
I'm not saying he did it by himself. What I'm saying is it takes a special kind of head coach to manage players that talented. You have Pierce, Garnett, and Allen, and he got them all working in the same direction. That counts for something. Like Joe Torre with the Yankees all those years. The Yankees were loaded, but you have to have them all pulling in the right direction.
You also had the right players, though, too, John. I mean, I think Ray Allen is a very, I think he's a pretty professional guy. I think Kevin Garnett has got a fire and a competitive spirit that is unmatched. And then, Paul Pierce, from what I know, he was an even kind of level-headed guy. So I think you had
some of that is leadership in the locker room, but some of that's the head coach.
All right, hate to wrap it up. We have Jake DeBrusk. Hopefully we'll give him the TNR bump. He'll be back on the show in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Gordon Hayward.
In the air and good. And that's what everybody here was waiting to see.
Plays here.
Brings to Hayward. Corner three is good.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news,
and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5, the Sports Hub app now.
how I said, this is my first practice today, and pretty much it felt good today. So just I'm traveling and you know, just take it day by day and see how I feel always on the ice.
Practice today felt great, so he's traveling with us, obviously. I'm not saying he will, but he'll make that decision in conjunction with the medical staff. So I would assume he'd be a game-time decision tomorrow. I suspect if he doesn't play tomorrow, Thursday, it'd be a real good day.
We got Jake DeBrusk hopefully calling in just a moment, and that was some pretty good news yesterday. So David Pastrnak, you heard his voice first. He is traveling with the team right now, which is always a good sign, and it is going to be a game-time decision as to whether or not he plays this evening against the New York Islanders, and where he'll be used, how he'll be used, how long he'll be used. That's all going to be interesting. We've talked to several different players, and I know we talked to even Bob Beers before about how tough is it to come back from a thumb injury, and Beers had never had an injury. And I, though from what I had heard, on either hand to have it, Pastrnak has it on the better of the two hands as far as when you're holding the stick and you're able. I mean, he explained all this stuff to us, and is that the Jake DeBrusk?
There you go.
Is that him? Oh, how about that?
Sounds we could hear tonight if the game was at home, which it's not.
It's always a good thing.
Yes.
When we have Jake DeBrusk on the show because of the TNR bump, he has been on absolute fire, except for, of course, the injury.
which we take no blame
which
for
we
at
take
all.
No blame. No. It had been a long time since he had been on. So, first of all, Jake, how you feeling, man?
Hey, what's going on, boys? Long time no see.
Yeah.
Things good?
Yeah, everything's been good. Anything interesting happen on St. Patrick's weekend with you and your team?
Yeah, we got to see and meet Conor McGregor. That was probably the most interesting thing about it. I mean, obviously the parade as well. So it was buzzing for sure.
So what was it like? Because McGregor shows up, and you obviously knew who he was. Were you a fan of Conor McGregor's before he showed up?
Oh yeah, massive fan. Yeah, I was hurt earlier, so I knew. I was told that Connor might be coming to the game. I think our last home game before that, so I knew like a little bit in advance, but I knew some of the guys didn't know. But you never know what's going to happen or what Connor actually will do. And you know, right before the game, next thing you know, he's coming in the room, loses his mind, and kind of fires up, and he's got that accent. And I was just kind of in awe, to be honest with you. I was trying to take it all in, and it was pretty funny too. And then he came in after the game as well, so it was awesome that you know, Marshy was able to score and win that game for us.
Oh, and the way Marchand celebrated afterwards with the Conor McGregor strut was fantastic.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, I would have done the same. I honestly would have done the same thing if I scored. I didn't score, but just to sweeten it up a little bit, it was an overtime as well. And it's pretty funny. We watched a clip of the team a couple times, and Marcy's great for that kind of stuff.
so that wasn't a spoken thing. It wasn't like an agreement that if anyone was going to score, you know, you would do the Conor McGregor thing. That was just you and Marchand were on the same page.
Yeah, I think we were talking about before, actually, that if they scored, like, even like Charlie and a couple other guys, like if they scored, they would try to do it. So we tried to practice it. I think it was like during the pre-game pretty much. So we're kind of trying to get like the form down in a way, but at the same time, you don't want to jinx yourself. So guys were kind of on the fence about that, but Marcy definitely was talking about it before, and sure enough, he was the one who did it.
Okay, there's been a lot of talk, and it's, you know, it's kind of fun to imagine this. There was an article that came out in the Globe. If you had Conor McGregor versus Zdeno Chara, who do you think would win in that fight?
The opinions are split here, Jake. You're the tiebreaker.
Wow. I guess I'm a little biased, but I think Z's got the reach on him, so I'm going to go to Z, just because he's got the reach.
I like this guy. He's right. You know that.
I think I'm going to go Z. On that one, for sure.
Yeah, because Zdeno's got that Greco-Roman weird-ass, like, you know, like his whole life, that's what he was raised in. You know, his father, I'm sure, you know, from the minute he came out of the uterus, was just, like, wrestling him on the floor and teaching him how all the moves, right? Like, he's kind of good at that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think he's got a little bit of a background that could maybe, you know, catch Connor off guard. I think that would be a fight. That'd be pretty intense, eh? Holy smokes. I would go with Z still, but I think he's just so strong, and just that reach is a big, big aspect, especially in fighting.
One thing that was kind of funny when Conor McGregor came into the locker room and he did the kind of rally thing. You know, when I say Boston, you say strong. Boston, you guys didn't really respond like they do in the movies.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was more of like a strong.
Like you're a little scared.
Yeah, what was going on? Were you guys kind of just taken aback at the whole thing, or what happened there?
We were just kind of listening along, and then you kind of just said chance, and then we're all like, oh, like kind of like just like you said, it was we didn't really know what was going on. He says, you say strong. I say Boston. He goes, Boston. Everyone was like, strong. He goes, come on. Like, okay, yeah. Then we kind of got into it like a little more after that. It was, I don't know. It was not planned at all. So we all were kind of caught off guard by it. He's got so much jam as a guy. It's amazing. Like, you watch him on TV chirp guys all the time, and kind of the other side of him when you see him, at least in my experience, you gain a lot more respect for the guy because he's got so much energy, and he's a really good showman for the UFC.
Well, for Zdeno Chara, what do you give a 42-year-old giant on his birthday who has everything?
We gave him a couple cakes, actually. We got him a cake, a little customizable. Some boys put a little thing on it yesterday, and we sang him happy birthday, and then actually went to the same dinner spot as him last night, and we were talking to the waiter, and he was a hockey fan. He didn't know we were Bruins, but he was saying how he was a hockey fan, and that he was going to the game tomorrow, and I was like, oh, no way, he was your favorite player. And he's like, Zdeno Chara. And I was like, well, he's sitting over there. It's his birthday. So if you want to get the cake, you can. And he's like, look at me. Like, he thought I was on glue. And he's like, what? And I'm like, no, seriously, that's me, like right over there. And he kind of gave me this weird look. And he's like, okay. And next thing you know, like probably about 30 minutes later after a couple of us left, he sent a picture of a cake. So you got two cakes yesterday.
Okay. The thing was with Zdeno, it's like, so he looked over there and saw him and like didn't believe that he was a giant?
Yeah,
like
there aren't
Zdeno
many
Chara?
6 foot 9 inch, 250-pound guys walking
and
around.
And that's his favorite. There aren't a lot of people who look like Zdeno Chara.
Exactly.
If that's his favorite player, that's a little weird.
That's the look that he was giving us. And it was kind of a weird situation. But shout out to him. He did a great job last night and later. But I think he just didn't really believe that we played hockey in the first place. And he was sitting down. And so then when he kind of was like, huh? I was like, seriously, that's him. And then the look I got was pretty priceless, to be honest. I was like, I'm telling the truth, man. Like, why would I blatantly lie about that? Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, that's awesome, man. Now, what you said you put something on the cake. What did you put on the cake?
I cannot specify what was on the cake. It was pretty funny, to be honest.
I was wondering if you could ask that question.
Was it something
Rich?
Bought at a novelty shop?
There was like a little something on there with a little note. That's all I can really say.
Interesting. All right. We'll get it out of you one of these days. Well, David Pastrnak is on the road trip, which is obviously a great sign from talking to him, playing with him. How's he feeling? How's it looking?
Looking pretty good. I skated with him, personally, just me and him, when I was hurt. So I saw him a little bit before everyone else did. He looks pretty good. He's shooting puck pretty well, and he's an amazing player. So I kind of have him back on the ice and kind of getting through the reps and certain things like that. And it makes it a little easier on everyone else. And practice with Bergie and Marshy yesterday, so it was nice to see that line back in back action. And hopefully continues to progress well.
So which line do you think he's going to start back on?
I believe, well, he just from practice yesterday, he was with Marcy and Bergeron. So I'm not the first guy in the league, but I'd say probably just that line to start with, especially. But I don't really know.
And you've got to be happy with that because, I mean, it's like obviously, you know, you've got a little bit of chemistry going on and stuff, and it's nice to have Pasta back. And, you know, it just obviously with you guys heading toward the end of the season, the more firepower, the better, I'm sure.
Yeah, you want everyone firing on all cylinders, and the way you win a playoffs is by depth and by multiple guys. Just trying to find chemistry, get chemistry back, I guess, in his case. But you never know; lines can change up, and different things can happen, and we're all kind of prepared for that in our own ways. So, hopefully tonight we get on the right foot and I get one.
You were talking about depth and chemistry. Did it get to the point in the last couple of weeks where you saw some guys in a locker room and you were thinking, who the hell is that guy? because you had so many injuries, so many people were out, so many people were cycling through there. What was it like there?
I mean, not necessarily who's that guy. I mean, you know who's in your organization, and we're hearing about guys or see them in training camp. So, it's one of those things that you just kind of keep moving on, and it's next man up. It's not necessarily like a one of those things where, you know, it's kind of hard to explain, but you just pretty much try to make everyone feel comfortable so they can play their game and that they can help the team out. Because at the end of the day, that's all that really, really matters is 2 points, and especially with Toronto kind of being right behind us right now.
Yeah, it's more like, oh, you're here today?
Yeah.
It's like when I show up and, like, Sarge is sitting in, like John Wallach's
seat. Yeah.
You know, it's like, you're in today? What the hell happened to John?
You don't see a lot of Connor Clifton, I guess is my point. And all
sure.
of a sudden, there he is.
Sure.
You know,
like, all right, well, I guess we'll make this work. Let's get on the ice.
Okay.
so, all right, well, hopefully the TNR bump will continue, and hopefully you guys will have a successful road trip. It's going to be really interesting to see how things, you know, progress with Pastrnak. But listen, if you're going to have him back, it's great to have him back now, you know, right before the playoffs start. And, you know, it's good luck to you guys. And maybe next time we'll break you and we'll find out what the hell you guys put on Zdeno Chara's cake.
Thanks, boys. I needed this. This is huge. All right.
This is it.
All right. We'll see you, Jake. Talk to you soon.
See you.
All right.
Guaranteed goal tonight.
Yeah, we'll see.
Guaranteed.
We shall
write
see.
Write it down.
Once again, game time decision for David Pastrnak. I mean, the one good thing about that injury,
feels
I guess,
like he's been out forever, doesn't it?
Over 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Has it been 5 weeks
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Because what was it originally, like 4 weeks? Because it was like...
Two weeks in the evaluation.
It was before Valentine's Day.
But it was 2 weeks before the evaluation, but I think the expectation was 4.
Yeah.
And so now that it's like 5 weeks... And the good thing about that injury, if there's anything good, I mean, obviously you don't want to have any kind of injury to the hand when you're, you know, playing hockey. But at least it's not going to take a while to get his legs under him. I mean, he could have skated the entire time, which exactly. apparently he's been skating for a while.
And it's not just him. I mean, Krug's going on the road trip. Johansson's going on the road trip. Grizzlick's going on the road
just
trip.
Just in time, too.
You got about 9 or 10 games left in the regular season. It is perfect timing to get all these guys back.
All right, 617-779-0985. John Wallach with the headlines.
You're listening.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is a public service announcement from 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Think of your family, your friends, and then call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Quit smoking, not just for yourself, but for the ones you love and love you. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. We got Ted Johnson in studio, and where there is a charity that that we think is something that we believe in, and on top of that, if there's an event that is tied in with that charity that sounds amazing, then we'd like to talk about it. And we have right now in studio Mike Matros. He is the tournament director for what is called the Heroes Cup Hockey Tournament, and it's April 12th through 14th in Marlboro, Mass. And what it essentially is a bunch of firefighters, police officers, EMS, and military beating the snot out of each other for a good cause on the ice. And now, Mike, who do you find take this the most seriously? Would it be the firefighters, the police officers, the EMS, or the military members?
Well, last year in our A division, our Marine Corps played the Navy. That got a little heated. Same with our fire police games. Always get pretty intense. But definitely, I'd probably say our military took it to the extreme.
I imagine that just being a like team full of Sean Thorntons,
yeah,
just like a bunch of enforcers.
Yeah, how is the hitting in this kind of thing?
It's pretty good. The A division definitely gets a little chippy. We had the ambulance stayed a little busy last year.
We're talking stick work, the whole deal.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy. Oh,
yeah. Now this is a full. Okay, so now how do you have to be a member of any of those four? I know to make a team, but are there any mixed teams or is it just all firefighters, all police, or all military?
So there's plenty of mixed teams. Fire and police join together, which is kind of cool, different towns, and different military branches will come together. But everybody playing has to be fire, police, military background. The only difference is every team's allowed one civilian, which is kind of an interesting little variable that everybody uses as a fundraising opportunity. What team's going to come play with them and support them?
So, like, kind of interesting. Do they hunt out ringers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's
the best? Because I have to think that there's probably some, like, you know, around this town, there's a you know, like college heroes.
You just happen to find that great college goaltender that didn't make an NHL team. right?
No, honestly, like who have been some of the ringers that have been able to be on these teams?
We've had, like you said, a lot of former college guys. We had, you know, a buddy of mine from Marlboro who plays Bobby Butler come out and play. We had some former, you know, semi-pro guys come out and play, so. They do pretty well with the recruiting.
You should get Jaffe involved, Billy Jaffe.
Oh, it is a perfect one right there.
You know what?
Jaffe's in good shape.
I've never seen him play, and I know that he did.
Played for Michigan for 2 years.
I know, but was he good? Like, it's funny, I've known Jaffe for years, but I don't even know if he was, like, a good hockey player. I know it's a... Am I wrong? I know that he was, like, good.
Billy Rich says you suck.
No. It's not that. It's funny. I've literally known him for almost 20 years, and I don't even know how good he was. I just know that he played.
Well, he earned a D1 scholarship. Yeah, he's got to be pretty good, Rich.
Okay. U of M's a good program.
I think he would fit in just fine in this tournament, is my point.
Because what I'm trying to say, Mike, is that I bet Jaffe would do it, but I'm now thinking twice and thinking, I don't know if that would be a good thing to have him on your team, because I don't know if he's good anymore, if he ever was good in the first place. So maybe next time we have him on, which will be tomorrow, I can ask him if he's any good.
Ask him that. Billy, I was telling this tournament director, you're probably pretty lousy. Were you any good?
So between all of these four groups, and I know, like, intermilitary, that's interesting, the rivalry there. Is there a huge rivalry of, you know, police versus firefighters. I mean, I always remember the beginning was The Departed, where they're at the, you know, Boston Common, and they're beating the snot out of each other. Like, is that a real thing in Boston? Is there a rivalry between the firefighters and the police?
Oh, definitely. There's a big rivalry. Everybody has lead-up games leading up to it, and the lead-up games, it's fire versus police in their own hometown, bigger crowd. So those tend to get a little bit rougher than at the tournament, where they're a little away and everybody's there for the same reason. They're playing together for the same charity, but they definitely, you know, they'll throw them down, have a few fights, and then have a couple drinks later in the parking lot.
That's pretty much it. And that's essentially how you guys roll. I mean, after these games, no matter how heated they are, I have to think that there's a bar fairly close by where everyone gets together. And
yeah, you know. So everything's right at the Sports Center. The whole place, we in Marlboro, we have 8 rinks that we play on. There's 160 hockey games played over 3 days. Oh. And
hang on, how many?
160.
How long are the games? Are
they an hour, regulation? Hour-long games.
All right. Is it running time?
Nope, stop time.
Wow.
Okay, so for each team, how many games would you play if you made it to the championship?
If you make it to the championship, you have to play 5 games in 3 days.
That's pretty intense. That's you're asking, but then again, these are firefighters, and you know these are people who, shape. You know, for a living, they're supposed to keep themselves.
Don't
in
forget
shape.
They're hitting each other. They're not just skating around.
It's the late night activities that really take a toll on the weekend.
Sure, right after that first round, yeah. You're like, yeah,
going to have to play 5 games after skating up to 2 o'clock in the morning makes right. It challenging.
It's basically the hungover Nationals on Sunday,
right? You
know, and there's 102 teams.
102 teams. Yep. So we have 100 teams of all fire, police, military. Teams from all around the world come from as far as Newfoundland. Our Marine Corps team actually is all stationed out in Japan. So the Marine Corps is flying their team out from Japan to come play. We have guys from Hawaii, from Alaska, from all of the United States coming in here. But we have 2 teams that are all disabled vets that are playing a sled hockey game as part of the tournament. So
that's cool.
40 amputee disabled vets that will be coming out on Saturday playing a disabled vets game. Meanwhile, on all the other sheets of ice, there'll be fire, police, military from all around the world playing.
Sled hockey might be the bloodiest sport I've ever seen. Like, they beat the snot out of each other. And when you do it with a sled, too, I mean, it's like you got to understand how violent those games get.
Oh yeah,
you're saying that with a smile. You've seen it,
and they have 2 hockey sticks in their hands. Right. So, waste the fun.
That's right, so double the damage. Well, this is obviously a great event. Now, how can people get involved? How do they get involved?
Yep. So we're partnered with the Boston Bruins Foundation. You can find us on the Boston Bruins website. You can find us at heroescuphockey.com or on any social media. Come on out for the weekend: Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday night there's an opening ceremonies. People can come out to. There's bands, comedian. We have all kinds of entertainment and different celebrities that come and go throughout the weekend. Saturday, there's the disabled vets game. Saturday night, we'll have an NHL watch party going on. This is all while the hockey's going on in every rink. And then Sunday, there's a firehouse cook-off out in the parking lot, a big tailgating party. And while that's going on, it'll be all the playoffs and championships. So anybody's welcome. Come down for the weekend. Everything's open to the public. We just have a suggested donation. Come on down and
check it out.
Have some fun.
It sounds awesome. Well, tomorrow I will ask Billy Jaffe if he's any good. And that way, if anyone listening wants to start a team, maybe they could reach out to him. I'm already volunteering him. What a good guy I am. So he'll be ready and available for whichever team reaches out to him first.
Sure.
Mike, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm sure we'll link this out on the Twitter account for the Sports Hub as well to make sure to get the word out there. All right. 617-779-0985. We'll be right back with Zolak.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We use this for the radio.
Absolutely.
First off, talk to me about the game.
Yeah, so Kyrie looked like he came back. He had a little bit of a time, but I don't think the rest of the cast really followed up with what we were looking for.
All right, so do you know this gentleman, who this is?
Is this Ted?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that looks like Ted.
Except yeah.
He's pretty f***ing meaty in this picture. From what I've seen, he really doesn't look like this anymore. He's slimmed down actually quite a bit.
If you didn't know he worked in radio, if you could guess what he did for a living, what would you say he did?
Bowflex, 100%.
Bowflex
salesman, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or some GNC, like, yeah, so if you need a toxic cleanse and, like, you got the thing coming up, you... Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Do you think he could kick his ass?
Oof. I don't know, like, if he was in a movie theater one day, I think maybe, like, I came up on him, he didn't know it was coming, that could happen, but otherwise, if I didn't have a weapon, look, it would probably done. He's probably done.
Do you think anybody at the Sports Hub could kick his ass?
Scott Zolak, easily.
You think Scott Zolak could kick his ass?
No questions asked. Scott.
You seem very confident.
Well, I see Ted's vibe right now, and Ted'll fold. Scott just really, he has it. He's stepped up, and he's ready to go.
All right. Just forget Conor McGregor versus Zdeno Chara.
So you're stepping up.
Yeah, we had fun yesterday. It was Midget Monday here. Conor McGregor, Isaiah Stuff, Little Leader, you know, starting the year on the disabled list. We had a lot of fun here. I just love that the perception that I put out there is I'm an ass kicker. I've never been in a fight in my life.
You've never been in a fight?
I get freaked out that Ted has his fantasy that he just wants to follow someone.
Yeah.
I think Ted sits there at night, lays there, and says, please break in.
Please break
house.
In. I do.
I can see Ted leaving his car open with arrows pointing to his...
Tempting people. Yeah.
Here's my house key. Please come inside.
Yeah. Do you like that the...
And you walk inside, then all of a sudden... You ever see that movie, Get Hard with Will Ferrell?
Oh, yes. It's
great. I love that movie. When they got him case up, and there's a monkey in there, and the lights are flashing off. And here come all the house helpers. Now it's a throwdown badass freaking fight club. Let's go. I could just see that happening. He got hit with a shard in his head. Whoa!
I have to be honest, I'd be flattered if someone said that I could kick, like, Ted Johnson's ass. Like, that's got to feel pretty good that perception is out there.
Damn right. Okay. Damn right it is.
All right. How tall are each of you? Ted, you're 6'4",
six,
right?
6'3 and a half.
What are you, though?
Yeah, I was 6'5 and change. Yeah,
okay, you're 6'5.
So he's a big guy.
So I fall hard.
You got the height. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
And which means you probably have the reach, too.
Yep.
Wait, you're how much?
I'm six, basically 6'4".
I'm sorry.
How much do you weigh?
250.
250, Zoe, what do you at?
Honestly.
I'm north of that.
Okay.
You're worth a 250?
I'm back on my way down, yeah.
Ted okay. called that. Ted said you weighed a lot more than him.
I didn't say a lot more.
Oh, yeah. About 260.
That's what I heard. A lot more.
I dropped my 10 pounds. I'm back on a week and 180 weight loss.
I know that. I said
my
follow-up was check the podcast. Zoe's dieting. Are you sure? And Ted's like, yeah.
Black coffee, tomato soup.
Ted said there's no way that you weren't over 300 pounds before.
I did not say that.
Ted said there's no way he doesn't weigh more than me. It's exactly.
Okay, I did say that, John. Yes.
His body fat's now like what, 5 or 4?
Yeah, we're about, yeah, about 8.
Yeah, mine's
eight,
like 22. I'm like a woman. I'm like woman fat.
Do they do the calipers or they float you in the water? How do they get your body fat?
Oh, no, they have all kinds of devices. They
float you in the water.
Yeah, water content, body mass, muscle composition.
But to be fair, Zoe, you're a busy guy. You got a lot going on in your life. You don't have the time I have.
Traveled all. What kills me is football
season. Time.
Football season, deep runs into the playoffs.
Sure.
Super Bowl week. We think I'm going to die at Super Bowl week.
Right. You're eating on the road. You're eating what is like big steaks and like the.
Bone and ribeye every night.
Capello knows exactly where to go, so I understand.
You see the football personalities at the beginning of the season, like in training camp, when they're all from the summer, everybody's in shape. Towards December, January, everyone looks like
whoever gets inducted to Patriots Hall of Fame, sure, you'll see me at the induction. I'll be tan. I'll be rock hard. You'll see me. It looks good.
Sure.
Yeah. February, not so much.
February, not so much. Now's the – it's like it is outside right now. You really want it to rain. You want it to be sunny. There's still snow. It's still mush. Like, spring is not the time to be popping your shirt off.
It's time to sit.
2 months.
Yeah.
I got
Unless
2 months.
Unless you're in Barbados, like BB down there.
I still
there.
Want to pop my shirt off.
Like Bill Belichick just is saying, hello, ladies. What do you got here, baby? You know, that was one of my favorite photos, the one of him, like, just walking slowly.
Jim Murray yesterday, I thought they did a good show. Jones and Murray together because it's, like, pure negativity. But Murray's to the point where he called it Boobs Ahoy.
Boobs Ahoy.
He turned the trip.
Bill Bella Boobs?
Yeah.
That's always been he's always had moves. Always had moves, man.
Sure, he's got that barrel chest though. He's thick.
He's like, thick up top. You're right.
He's got some muscle under there.
Chances you could beat Ted Johnson in arm wrestling.
Oh, I'd kick his ass in arm wrestling.
Oh, let's see it.
Let's see it right now.
Let's see it.
There's a better yeah.
Just take his word for it.
No.
We don't need to do that.
I'll tell you what. It depends, like, how amped up can you get?
We need to do that. We need to do it.
The best thing.
Arm wrestle.
I told you.
Right now.
I told you, back to our playing days, like, Pat Harlow. You remember Pat
That's
Harlow?
The best.
He'd come in, and he'd sit there, and he used to have this grinder, and he had Ultrafuel pills and these things that get you flying, and Sudafed, and he'd crush them up. And we had that coffee pot in the locker room down past Willie's locker there. And Pat would make the thickest black coffee. It was like Jiffy Lube coffee, and he'd pour this concoction in, mix it up, and you pop for more of the ultra fuel. You take an hour before you go home, before you go out, then you get a turtle shot in your ass, and then it's part of the game.
I was like, okay, for
practice. And I just remember sitting by the end of the first quarter, I'm like, it's like a tuning fork, just hum. I'm like, okay, I just achieved clear. What's the name of the Dalai Lama?
That's right.
On your deathbed,
you will receive.
Clear consciousness pure consciousness.
So you get that going for
him. All right, I got that going for
him. I got to see it. I got to know who wins. I have to know who wins.
We got about 90 seconds here.
We got about 90 seconds.
Arm wrestle, like, he's like one of those like jackhammers. What's the name of those games?
And here's the thing.
Right, it's like arm wrestle on a rock.
Plus Wallach together beat him?
No. Because I would add nothing to it. So, I mean,
you got to play Hey Mo in the background.
I'd have to pull out of the competition. I have two torn biceps.
I'm not going
to
do it.
Oh, you do.
I have torn biceps.
Oh, I see.
So any real strain or stress, torquing it in a way that you need to arm wrestle, might pop my biceps.
Oh, jeez. One of my greatest memories, I'm sorry, it's not really a good memory, but one of my best memories playing ball, being on the sidelines in the Pittsburgh game when Jerome Bettis would go off tackle, and Ted had this knack to sniff it out. He knew where the play was going. He'd hit the gap, and he would always get Bettis at the point of contact. He'd either be tackled for a loss or line of scrimmage. And Ted stuck his arm one time, and Bettis hit it. And Ted got up, looked at it, and his bicep rolled up in his arm.
Oh, jeez.
He came to the sideline. He's like, I think I ripped my freaking bicep. And I'm standing, I'm like, let me see it. Look at this.
So your bicep
curls up.
It rolled up.
It couldn't do it.
And it was twitching. I just see it. I look down. It's like up here twitching.
Are you in it? They take him to the sideline.
I can't believe you remember that, Zach.
That was awesome, dude. You ripped it twice.
Yeah, I know.
And,
the next summer, you're
they
right.
They put the brace on him like so his arm wouldn't bend. And
there's a big hole there, Rich.
Okay.
And it just rolled up like a lampshade up here. It was like up here twitching.
Yeah. So what do? They just fold it back down eventually?
Fold it back down and then suture it at the base. Yeah,
it's like your Achilles ripping. Same thing.
Is it painful?
You know, it's like, what was that? You know, it's just like a sharp pain.
Out. Yeah.
And then it was fine after that.
Okay, so how tough was it to play with that arm, even with that, for the rest of the game?
Well, I couldn't finish the game.
Oh, you're out of the game?
Well, I was out for the next 5-6 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, jeez,
man.
Yeah.
Well, that was the end of my 2008 season, yes.
And you did it with the other arm, too. Yeah, you said you did it twice.
What a punk, huh?
You should have put some deer pee on it. I love Ted Johnson.
You're the man. Yeah. Love you, too, brother.
Jeez, man.
So like a safe.
There's a little bit of a bro down. All right, what do you got in the show coming up? We got 15 seconds, though.
Hardy's actually out, and I'm intrigued because Mike O'Brien is in doing the headlines, and I've renamed him Smalls. He's the elder version of Smalls when he's up in the booth when Benny's still's home and he's doing the play-by-play.
Yes.
He's him. There he is. Right. He's a beaut. Captain there Stiffy is doing the headlines.
What's up, Mike?
We're going to have fun with him today.
All right. Ted Johnson back in studio tomorrow. John, good luck. You were taking off in the Celtics plane.
Yes.
Do the play-by-play for the Sixers game
look
tomorrow
at you.
Night.
What are you going to have, chicken or fish?
Joe Murray in studio tomorrow. He will give us all of the betting advice on March Madness. We'll have that tomorrow. Bye!
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.